July 30th, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am here. God, your creator, patriarch of those who know me and those who do not, the good and the wicked. None shall challenge my reign. You have in the world many evil leaders, leaders who worship power above all else. Now these evil ones have acquired weapons of mass annihilation, weapons which in evil hands can destroy the world as you know it. The first one to use such weapons invites desolation. Such a one invites his own destruction. The evil leader in North Korea has an angel, just as all people do. This angel's name is Samuel. Pray that Samuel is able to convey to his charge the consequences of any show of force. It would be his end, and the end of life as usual. All existence would be challenged. No geography would be a protection. Then pray for your president's strength and wisdom to keep such evil at bay. His angel's name is Zechariah. He is also the angel of this country. Pray that your president is able to flex the muscles of this country in a way that will impress the evil designs of North Korea. A note is given to read Psalm 25, 1 through 3. To thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in thee I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Yea, let none that wait for thee be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Another note is given to read Jeremiah chapter 4, 19 through 22. My anguish, I writhe in pain. O, the walls of my heart. My heart is beating wildly. I cannot keep silent, for I hear the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Disaster follows hard on disaster. The whole land is laid waste. Suddenly my tents are destroyed, my curtains in a moment. How long must I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people are foolish. They know me not. They are stupid children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil, but how to do good they know not. Another note is given to read Baruch chapter 4, 21 through 22. Take courage, my children, cry to God, and he will deliver you from the power and hand of the enemy. For I have put my hope in the everlasting to save you, and joy has come to me from the Holy One, because of the mercy which soon will come to you from your everlasting Savior. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.